He was a team captain for the 61-62 season. I mean, his roots really go back when he graduated Georgetown. Again, a lot of people don't know he maintained roots in the area. He joined a D.C. law firm in 1969, part of that law firm all the way up to when he became commissioner in 1989. But he really laid down some amazing roots in the area up until his tenure. Of course, he moved back after he was done being NFL commissioner, but just an amazing local background.
You know, and you also pointed out there's an interesting story when it comes to Cleveland and when we saw the original Browns move to Baltimore. Yeah. Talk a bit about that.
Well, if you remember, the Browns picking up Art Modell in the middle of the night, moving the team to Baltimore. And as you know, NFL owners or team owners in professional sports aren't very easy people. Paul Tagliabue allowed the move to Baltimore, but actually got a team back to Cleveland. And the Cleveland team was a 31st expansion team, and the team was added in 1996, the same time, you know, the Ravens moved to Baltimore. But it was under his watch. Some people say that was a dark mark during his history, but he actually returned a team to the Cleveland area.
I mean, we want to talk about some of the ways he's helped the community, and you're a former producer for the late George Michael at Channel 4. You had a few opportunities to spend some time with Tagliabue, and you remember some of those moments.
And his wife, Chan, and they were big supporters of a great community effort called Rebuilding Together. We'd go out in Southeast and parts of D.C., and Chan and the commissioner would actually be with the saws and the plywood rebuilding homes in the D.C. area and Alexandria area. It was just amazing. And he was a pretty amazing individual, Mike, because he followed the great Pete Rozelle. He had some tough shoes to fill. And I'm sure if you ask most people, ex-executives and everything, he did an amazing job.
And you can't think back to, you have to remember what he went through during his 9/11. You can't go through a more difficult time than we saw there, and he had to make some big calls.
And right after 9/11, he canceled the week's games. But another big move after Katrina, Mike, the Saints owner Tom Benson wanted to move the Saints permanently to San Antonio. Paul Tagliabue convinced Tom Benson to keep the team in New Orleans. And it's a pretty big, a great football base with the fans behind the Saints. Paul Tagliabue responsible for keeping the Saints in New Orleans.